This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, the gang's all here. It's the Wednesday, December 9th, DJV attempt at letting you know what's going on here in the ups and downs of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on the part of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So if I were pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I'd be in Los Angeles probably now because the weather on the farm.
You wouldn't be doing much if you were here.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's why I'm not going. So the outdoor dining there, let this be a warning perhaps to others. This judge who says that the county has acted arbitrarily, Jennifer, in banning outdoor dining, duh.
Yeah, so a couple of things going on, particularly in L.A. County. So as of, the day before, a couple of days before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, L.A. County shut down dining indoors. Well, indoors had already been shut down, but outdoor dining, so only takeout and delivery from restaurants in L.A. County. Now, flash forward a few days, and Gavin Newsom on Friday, I think probably the Friday after Thanksgiving, came forward
Gavin
and said...
Gavin Newsom,
yeah. He came out and he said, ICU numbers are high, so we've divided the state into regions. So literally, Southern California is from San Luis Obispo, which is Central Coast, all the way down to the Mexican border. And if the overall ICU capacity dipped below 15%, then they were going to trigger a shutdown that really sends everybody home. Stay-at-home order, no dining anywhere. So that went into effect. The Central Coast is furious. I was up there this past weekend and they were talking about how they were just, they had like four people had died from March till today. There were only about 1,000 cases in the whole county, yet they were being lumped in with LA County, which has a much higher rate, and they were suffering for it. So two different shutdown orders in place. So there was a challenge, and actually Mark Garagos, I don't know if you remember him, he was a very famous attorney, but Mark Garagos
had the OJ trial, right?
The OJ
trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, and many since, by the way, a lot of famous trials that you would know him from. So he owns some restaurants in downtown L.A., and he was the one who actually filed this lawsuit against L.A. County to prove that there was some science that was, saying that there was a link between outdoor dining and a coronavirus spike, because multiple members, like the Board of Supervisors, the one Sheila Kuhl, who got in trouble for going out to dinner after voting to shut restaurants down, she said that she saw six, she said it was the most dangerous thing you can do, and that she saw six studies, at least, that proved that.
Right.
And so she cited this, but she never proved the evidence. And so the challenge was in court for LA County to prove that there was correlation between outdoor dining and the COVID spike.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't do it effectively. Now they're going to fight this, by the way, and they're going to come back and say that they do have this new science that's going to come out. But in the meantime, they haven't put any proof in their pudding. So the judge said that after the 3-week Gavin Newsom ban, that then LA County restaurants could reopen because the Gavin Newsom ban superseded. But now this has given a set precedent. So now some of the restaurants in LA, Mark Garagos included, said, maybe we should challenge the governor's order. So that may be next. And if that's the case, then you wouldn't even have the 3-week.
There is nothing. I mean, I look at this stuff all day. There is nothing that links outdoor dining. The only outdoor dining story that I've even come across was when Gloria Estefan, remember we talked about this in Music News last week, Gloria Estefan was eating outside at a restaurant in Miami, and a fan who had no mask on came up to her and literally coughed on her and was talking very closely in her face, and then Gloria got COVID. That's the only story I've heard, and that's not even about outdoor dining. That's just, circumstance. It's ridiculous that they're going to choke these businesses.
These people, these authoritarians.
You know what they need to stop?
There is a lot of pushback.
People need to stop gathering in other people's homes without a mask on, because that's where over 70% of the cases are traced to that.
And guess what happens when you shut the restaurants down?
Right.
People go home.
Yep.
So
party.
So dumb.
So tell me about these road conditions. There's a study out that suggests that because of the condition of the roads, be, you know, the money or the effort or whatever because of the pandemic, all these collisions, what's the correlation there, Jennifer?
We always say, you know, it makes me laugh and people go, follow the science. Well, everybody kind of makes the science what they want it to be. And so one of the storylines early on from the shutdown is that just how clean the air was in L.A. County. Well, now we're undergoing another shutdown and we are in the most smoggy conditions that L.A. has seen in decades. I mean, since I was a kid. So that has been debunked. The latest is that traffic fatalities would be down across L.A. County because of the shutdown order, less people on the road. Well, actually, traffic fatalities are up. Car accidents are down. Fender benders are down. But deaths are up because now that the road is open, guess what people are doing? They're flying. Yeah, and now people are dying even more on the roads than they did during traffic conditions.
I remember driving back last March from California to Massachusetts. I think I told you these stories as I was driving. There were no cars, very few trucks on the road, and I was averaging 90, 95 miles an hour. Nobody paid any attention to me when
I
was
going. You're a big son. You can handle it. Not everybody can do that.
Well, I know how to drive. Right. I've always had kind of a heavy foot, but I know how to drive, and there's a difference between that and a lot of younger people who haven't got a clue. They shouldn't. There should be no, unless you really know how to drive and know what the machine is all about that you're driving. That's the problem. Kids get into the cars, they don't know what they have. Somebody told them to steer it this way or put it in gear. They don't know what's under the hood. They don't know how much power they have at their discretion. They don't know how to use it. And so that's where a lot of these actions are coming from, younger people that don't understand even how a car works. And that's part of the naivete.
I think you should be a driving instructor, because I've never known anyone to rail against young people driving more than you. I think you could solve some problems.
I see it all the time.
Right, so be a driving instructor.
Okay, I'm ready. Sign me up.
Can you imagine that poor child would
love it? I would plant hidden cameras. I would love that.
It'd be like me working with some of the people who work with behind the scenes here. It's the same kind of thing. Do it this way, do it that way, yada, yada, yada. So, Jennifer, let's go back to COVID for a second and the relief bill. Where is it? I see the Republicans and the Democrats going back and forth. I'm voting. I'm not voting. Durbin says one thing. Sanders says something else. The old fossil says yet something else. What are we, you know, and by the way, one of the senators said we ought not to go anywhere until this bill is done. They're all anxious
Joe
to get
Manchin,
out of town.
Joe Manchin, the voice of reason. And I think that's what people are worried about, is that these guys are going to sit there and they've been arguing for 6 months, and now they're going to go home and celebrate Christmas vacation in their little fancy houses and not worry about everybody else who's suffering. And so I think one thing that most people agree on is that they have to come up with something. They can't let this go anymore. There's no excuse. The election is over. Come on, what are you doing? So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it comes together. And it's now much less than it was going to be. I mean, if they had just signed the agreement,
is it
that Trump said
billion?
He would
is
do before the election. Yeah, it was like $2 trillion that Trump was willing to sign, and now it's $908 billion. So, there you go.
Well, and where is it? How's it going to be? Is it PPP? Really? I know the farmers, I looked at an analysis, farmers are going to get squat out of this next round.
There's
going to
be, they're going to take some of the PPP money that wasn't used the last time around. They're going to put it back into circulation, so that's good for business, with more stipulations about people who have lost certain amounts, like 35% or more of their income during the shutdown. And then the other thing is that they were arguing about whether or not there'd be a stimulus check. Most people thought there wouldn't be, but now it looks like there's probably a shot at maybe another stimulus check for people.
Is Bernie complaining because he doesn't see anybody in the Biden cabinet that's progressive? We were talking about that Army general who's getting
nominated. You should look at Javier Becerra. Or, as Joe Biden liked to call him yesterday, Javier Baccaria.
The woman who's from Mass General, who's going to run the CDC, I can't remember her name, she was over, they were announcing the people yesterday who had been appointed are going to go through the discretionary process. And I don't know her. But when I see some of these people, both men and women, who are so impressed with themselves, I hope she's good. I didn't get that out of. I've got a lot of people on the local news talking about how fabulous she was at whatever her job was, but she did not. They should vet these people or train them before, or somehow figure out what their presence is going to be, because she came across as very aloof and very arrogant.
Look, no one goes into politics because they're Mother Teresa, right?
Well, she's
people all have healthy egos.
Politicians, I hope she's not.
All I know is I would love to hear the phone call from Javier Becerra to his wife after he gets his big moment on the national stage and he gets called Baccaria.
It's like
excuse me. All right.
The mispronunciations continue for another 4 years.
All right, so these 14 Army leaders who were fired at Fort Hood. Wow, look at this. You talk about the widespread problems in the Army. They really are in the service in general. There is all kinds of stuff. But the killings? What was going on at Fort Hood? I don't remember. Did we talk about this? I've forgotten if we did.
Barely, because everything else is, you know, the election and COVID and everything. But this was a terrible story of a young woman who was a soldier who was, I think she was sexually assaulted and then she was murdered and left. And they found her body. There was a search for her and they found her body back in April or May.
Wow.
And so she was killed by another soldier, and it's all part of this same group of, you know, at Fort Hood. And so a lot of people
where they
resigned.
Had the mass shooting. Remember, there was like terrorism cells in there. So
yeah,
well, what the hell's going on there? Why are they
so now this is getting attention, which is good. This deserves to have a lot of attention, but it's a horrible tragedy for the woman, and her name is Vanessa Guillen, and her family. It's awful.
Wow. So a dozen officers are being fired as a result of the investigation. Commanders have, quote, created an environment permissive of sexual harassment and sexual assault. There's the good old boys network in the Army. They don't want no women showing them up. So
I don't even know if it's that. It's just seems like this was pretty deep there. I mean, it seems like it was even more than just good old. I mean, seems like there's some pretty serious stuff. And actually, I think Trump had her parents out to the White House and was like and said, "We've got to get to the bottom of this. We promise you that we're going to do it." You know, and I don't know if this is what stemmed from that or if this just happened, but it seems that there's been a lot of weird stuff happening in that particular area for years now. And I don't know.
All right, bulletin, 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 and the fund to compensate victims of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual exploitations has gotten more than 100 claims. Good God. Where did this money come from? Did they take it out of his estate? Where did the money come from?
Well, he signed his will.
They've paid out tens
over.
Of millions so far.
He had his estate. He left $565 million to his brother. And then the rumor, and we haven't really figured it out yet, the rumor is that he's still hiding a lot of money at
buried treasure
around the world, and that Ghislaine Maxwell is the one who really knows where everything
knows
is.
Where it is.
Well,
yeah,
before they raided his house, his apartment or his townhouse in New York, she was in there the day before. So all the videotapes and everything that he had on everybody, she has. So that's why she's on suicide watch. Every 15 minutes, they wake her up, or they check on her because they don't want another Epstein incident.
All right. So you don't want to have a circumstance in your life, personal life, where you wake up every 15 minutes, and that's what happens. A lot of people who have really messy noses, they have allergies, they have all kinds of stuff. They can't get to sleep. They can't stay asleep. And that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, dozens of reasons, you should go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. That website will explain the key to the success of this nasal cleansing system called Navage. Jennifer was talking earlier about how she used it to clean out her. Says, when you think about it, Victoria, it sounds a little crude, or I don't know, stick this thing up your nose and blow out whatever is in there in a big lump. It comes out. But you know what? At the end of the day, this is going to protect you from the things that you really don't want to be exposed to, right? I mean, you think about the viruses that are floating around, the germs that are floating around, the allergens, and how congested people get at this time of year.
Absolutely. The heat is on now, wherever you are. We've had a lot of cold weather. And there have been numerous studies that have shown that if you keep your nasal passages clear, that, you can actually flush the virus away.
So, Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. The heat is on. That sounds like a song, doesn't it?
It was a song.
Oh, thank you. 21 after the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
And change at the hour on today's DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you have the music of John Legend, Gwen Stefani together. Actually, where's that Gwen Stefani Jingle Bells version? I haven't heard this yet.
I love this.
What do you think
version.
Of this? You like this? Yeah, this is cool. So she and Legend and some more people are performing at the Global Citizens Prize Award special airing the 19th at 8 o'clock on NBC. Legend is going to double as the host, while Alicia Cara, Carrie Underwood, Common, JoJo, and Tori Kelly will take the stage. There are also going to be special appearances from Nick Jonas and his wife, whose name I can never... It's Priyanka, right?
Isn't that Priyanka her? Chopra Jonas.
Priyanka
yep.
Chopra, yeah. The Global Citizen Prize will celebrate and honor leaders who are shaping the world and doing pivotal work to help and end poverty. And where Miss Chopra comes from, there's lots of that for sure.
Yes, she's done a lot of work. She was, yeah. You know, I always forget this. She was Miss Universe.
My God, I think she's a very attractive woman in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
So
she's
prizes,
yeah,
will be handed out all across the six main categories honoring the arts, business, politicians, activism. Prior to the ceremony, Access Hollywood Scott Evans is going to host the countdown to the prize, the digital pre-show, if you will, featuring behind-the-scenes interviews with some of the artists, virtual red carpet, special packages on the prize winners, that kind of stuff. And then after the show, the entire event will be available to watch on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So John Legend and Gwen Stefani performing with a plum, as it were. You know, plums fit into Christmas, so I thought I'd be clever there. You hear what I was doing?
With a sugar plum.
Yes, dancing the heads. All right, next up here, let's move as we get to 25 and change at the hour on the DJV program, the music portion of this hour, with some music from Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Am I okay on that?
Cabello, but sure.
Close enough.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so they dropped a holiday song
together. Can you pop in the Christmas song, Shawn Mendes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is their new version together. They're a couple in real life. And
oh, are they? Oh, I didn't know
Yeah.
that. Oh.
They're very cute. They've been quarantining together in Miami, where Camila is from. And so they just got a new puppy together. They're a very cute little couple. And,
nice.
And actually, this is, they had a huge hit together last year, Senorita.
Is that how they got together? How long have they been together?
Yeah, it was right around that time that people started guessing that they were dating. So they had a huge hit together, and they've been together ever since.
Cool. So they have a version of the Christmas song. Crank that up a little, Kim, will you? Finding the wrong place at the right time. All right, anyway, the track appears on the new deluxe edition of Sean's most recent album, Wonder, which came out this week. The video was shot by Mendez for the Christmas song. Has sort of a grainy home movie feel to it. Features some footage of Mendez and Cabello working on the cover in the studio, sitting by a fire, zooming with their friends, hanging decorations, enjoying the company of the new puppy you were talking about, Victoria. Along with Mendez and Cabello's rendition of the Christmas song, the new deluxe edition of Wonder boasts Mendez's recent cover of Frankie Valli's classic, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, for the BBC's Live Lounge. Also includes an acoustic version and the Surf Mesa remix of Wonder, plus six selections from Mendez's recent live stream concert, Wonder the Experience. Wonder, which was released earlier this month, marks Mendez's fourth studio album, follows his self-titled LP from 2018. And so here they are together, Sean and Camila, happy together, sitting in a tree, K-A-S-S-I-N-G. There it is. Music stuff. Good stuff for the years. The 28 after on the DJV Show.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license, and all 50 states, and all consumer access.org, number 33.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against four swing states in the 2020 election, saying the state's flawed election counting has led to disenfranchising Texas's electorals. President Trump weighs in Tuesday.
And hopefully the next administration will be the Trump administration, because you can't steal hundreds of thousands of votes. You can't have fraud and deception and then slightly win a swing state. Let's see if they have the courage, whether it's a justice of the Supreme Court or a number of justices of the Supreme Court.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin are listed as defendants because the Electorals Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection. The states have until Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, to respond to the United States Supreme Court. The Baltimore Ravens beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-17 on Tuesday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Before the rare Tuesday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens, Ravens receiver Dez Bryant tested positive for the China virus and was not allowed to play. After the game, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the team's mentality and adjustments to Dez being out.
From coming off the losses, you know, and our guys just build up, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs, and it started here, so we just got to keep it going. But it was an all-around team effort. I feel all fans played well tonight. We'll do a little bit what we did tonight without the turnover, and, you know, finishing in the red zone, I feel we'll be pretty good. You know, like I said before, all fans played well tonight. We just got to keep doing that. We just got to win it for them. You know, I think it was yesterday after practice, after walkthrough, he told us we need to go out there and win for him. You know, we expected him to play, though. And when we found that out, it was like, man, we just got to do what we got to do. We in the hunt for the playoffs. We got to do what we got to do. And we did that tonight. I'm mad we couldn't have him because, you know, that's his former team. We wanted him to score tonight, but it's all good.
The Dallas Cowboys continue to struggle, losing the game to the Ravens 34-17. Video gamers have spoken with their wallets as Activision's World of Warcraft Shadowlands is now the fastest selling PC video game in history. All told, the latest installment of the Sword and Sorcery series has racked up over 3.7 million in worldwide sales since its November 23rd release. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, that launched in 2004. Activision noted the new WoW title beat its own Diablo 3 game, which held the previous record at more than 3.5 million in sales. That began in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Moving back into the groove, 34 after the hour, Wednesday, December 9th, on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So, the latest vaccine news, talking about the efficacy and what people are worried about. This is why I sit back a little bit. I move back in my chair, and I think to myself, do I really want this vaccine? Because already some people are sick. Where are they? These people that have taken the Pfizer shot.
Yeah, so as we know, yesterday was the big day that the Pfizer vaccine started rolling out in the UK. Two people who have both been unidentified, they are both staff members of the UK's National Health Service, which is their NHS, is like our CDC. And so they both require treatment for anaphylactoid reaction, which is anaphylactic shock, essentially. And that's what happens when you have an extreme allergy, whether it's peanuts or, you know, I'm allergic to strawberries and I have a really bad reaction if I have strawberries or whatever. Usually, typically we see an anaphylactic reaction from a nut allergy. That's really where we kind of see it the most. And so something in this Pfizer vaccine triggered both of their reactions, and they're both okay, but they were hospitalized. So now the new warning is that coming from the NHS in the UK is that people who have significant allergic reactions should not get the Pfizer vaccine. That's the new
warning. Allergic reactions to anything, whether it's gluten or peanuts or...
It says this is coming from the Medicines and Healthcare Products, the regulatory agency. Their official warning is advice against vaccinating anyone with a history of significant allergic reactions to medicines, food, or other vaccines.
All right. What is going to happen to those people when they are told they have to have proof of the vaccine in order to travel? Are they going to be relegated to second class citizenship because they are allergic to the vaccine, and nobody in the administrative or hoo-hoo world is going to see beyond their nose and understand, well, there are going to be exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do about that? And I can see this becoming a real problem.
Yeah. This is so new. And, you know, the thing is, in this country, especially with a lot of kids have severe allergies to things. Yep. So kids are not on the list right now to get vaccinated anyway. It's people who are 18 and over. Yep. But there are plenty of people who are, 18, 19, 20 years old, or even early 20s, who have severe allergies. It's like a generation of
We've
allergic
had a generation
people.
Right.
And so, that does beg the question, what happens if you are, if you have a reaction to the vaccine? Clearly, you can't go and get the second booster shot. So what does that mean for you? And the answer is we don't know yet. Everything is so new, and this is moving at a really, fast pace. Yep. This is one of the reasons why the FDA, our FDA, was hesitant to approve these drugs. These are the types of things that you see when you do wide-scale testing.
Guys like Ken Kronhaus will tell you that...
Did he get his yet?
I think he's slated to get it today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
The idea behind the the science of study, 5 years it usually takes to get a drug approved, and he said, look out for some of the, even though it's been tested here and there and everywhere, there are going to be ramifications that will happen for years. And that's, again, another reason for me to be hesitant. I mean, you guys say you think I need it. My children say I need it because I'm of the age. But I'm a very healthy guy, knock on wood, and I don't have the same kind of problems that a lot of other people do who have abused themselves through their lives. I mean, I guess I've abused myself on the farm by falling off of trucks and breaking my collar. I've broken plenty of bones and done a lot of, I've had, my ankles and my back and you name it, my neck. But, I don't have that physical interior problem that a lot of people have when they get to be my age. So, I don't know. I got to play with
this. Well, you don't have any extreme allergies, right? You don't have anything that's crazy.
I have a gluten intolerance,
That doesn't count. And then intolerance is not an allergy. So you don't have anything that would put you in danger in terms of, like, whatever's in the new Pfizer drug or vaccine.
No.
I don't know. Maybe the Moderna one, maybe one of the other ones will be different and we won't see allergic reactions.
Well, I'm not excited about the Pfizer one. I think I may, maybe it's just my local roots, and I'm proud of the team from Framingham that has put together this Moderna. Moderna is an American product. The Pfizer product is not an American product. It was made by a company in Belgium, highly touted, well-researched. But it's a small little company, and Pfizer gave them the money because Pfizer was given the money by the feds. Somebody at Pfizer convinced the feds, give them $300 million, and they'll come up with this.
Pfizer didn't get any money from the U.S. government.
Oh, they did?
No, not for development.
I know Moderna did.
Moderna did, yes, yeah. Which is why Moderna is contractually obligated to give the vaccine to American citizens first. Mm-hmm. Pfizer does not have that obligation. That's why yesterday we were talking about, you know, there aren't going to be as many vaccines as, and so Pfizer had actually advised Operation Warp Speed at the beginning of this. They advised that they should buy 200 million doses. For whatever reason, we didn't do that. Then Pfizer gave the Warp Speed task force, they gave them another chance to buy more before they sold them to European countries. For whatever reason, we said no, and now I don't know. Maybe they didn't want to hang their hat in one thing.
Give it to more than one company.
I get that, but unfortunately now, you know, we're going to be behind on vaccinating people. So. I don't know.
Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the brave.
Hey, as long as we don't get the Russian vaccine.
Yeah, good guy.
Well, the Russian one, because we were talking about this off the air. So the Russian vaccine is actually called the Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine. That is the name of it, or Sputnik 5. I guess the V is for 5. I don't know what Sputniks 1 through 4 were, but it doesn't sound good.
Well, Sputnik 1 was the first orbiting satellite in 1957. Yeah, exactly.
So Sputnik 5, I don't know what 2 through 4 were up to, but the 5 is the vaccine. And so Russian officials are actually this is not going to go well. They're warning citizens that they have to avoid all alcohol for 2 months after receiving the vaccine. In Russia. Yeah, the place that invented vodka and is now in the winter.
And 90% of the people there are alcoholics.
Yeah, so how is this going to work? Essentially, they said that Russians have to refrain from any from drinking any alcohol or taking any immunosuppressant drugs.
Did you take a vaccine that was made in Russia? You wouldn't take a vaccine.
No way.
No
way. Yeah. Sorry, Russia. No.
So there are a couple of other things that COVID-related things has that affect sports. I see the game between Michigan and Ohio State canceled for the first time in over 100 years. This is a big rivalry, not going to be played this year because of the obvious. So anyway, it's supposed to be played in Columbus where I was at I'm forgetting who Ohio State played when I was there last year. But anyway, this is, so all of the, all the games that are in the finals here, the Champions League, they're all canceled, right?
They're meeting today, actually. The NCAA or the whatever the conference is out there, is it Big Ten? They're meeting today to try to figure out what to do going forward. So we're not really sure. All of this is kind of like changes every day. You know, it's day to day.
Ron Rivera, speaking of sports, playing the Washington football team, has a problem with cancer in his lymph nodes. And he was also a coach for there, and he was supposed to get cancer treatment and then put over the balance of his coaching duties to his team. And then now he's finished his treatment. He hadn't missed a single game, Victoria.
Wow.
He'd gone through all of this. His friends apparently helped him a lot. But he said the thing that made him feel the best was having a taco from Taco Bell and a bottle of Mountain Dew. That's that's what I'll get him through his cancer
treatment.
Food
there.
Yep. He was a pretty good football player, as I remember. And I don't know much about football, but what I know about him, I think he was a pretty good player. But as a coach, he's got he was not going through chemotherapy. You got to know, anybody who's been through it or anybody had a family member, you don't want to eat anything because you can't keep it down. So he said that the effects of taking the chemo were, he was on this sort of proton therapy routine 5-6 days a week, and it was so debilitating. His mouth, he couldn't taste anything. You know, he said
it gives you horrible mouth sores too.
Oh, awful.
Alex Trebek talked about that.
You
know, and it's so horrible to have to go through all that.
Yeah. So he said the only thing that I could for breakfast, I had pancakes that were hard for me to swallow, and the way I got them down was to put 3 cups of syrup on a pancake, and basically that's how I got them down. But he said the best things I could do were drink root beer and Mountain Dew. and have Taco Bell tacos. There you go.
Good for him.
For whatever the reason. You got to wonder why. How did he discover that? Somebody bring him a whole bunch of different food, and that was the only thing that went down?
Yeah, I wonder about that. Or just anything that has enough flavor, I guess, right, to make you enticed enough to try it.
To taste, yeah, exactly. Taste it. Today is National Pastry Day. Did you know that? Pastry Day, dough made out of grain, meal, and flour, sweetened with honey. That's how it was done by the ancient Greeks. And so now we've fast-forwarded from medieval times to where we are right now. I think when you think about pastry, as soon as I saw this, I thought I went right to my strong love of cookies, newfound from Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon'sBakehouse.com, the place to go if you're a chocolate lover. You can rejoice in their chocolate chip cookie. Yum, yum, yum. If you like white chocolate, I know, was it you or my daughter who teases me because white chocolate isn't really chocolate?
Oh, I do.
You tell me that, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's not chocolate.
Well, it is. Well, I like it. Yeah, I mix it with the chocolate that I have.
It's white
wax
a couple of pieces that has no flavor, but I guess you like it. So.
White
wax. But I will say, the white chocolate.
How appealing.
Yep, yeah. The white chocolate in the Ebon's cookies that are mixed with the cherry.
Yeah.
And they're so good. Yep.
Yep, right. So you've heard us drooling over all of the things that are coming from Ebon's Bakehouse. The cookies, the flavors of chocolate chip, cranberry walnut coconut, crispy pecan shortbread, peanut butter, white chocolate cherry oatmeal. There are all kinds of cookies and all kinds of breads, all kinds of rolls. All of them have one thing they have two things in common. Three, in fact. They taste fabulous. The best tasting cookies, bread you'll ever have. And they don't have any gluten in them, so you don't have to worry about celiac disease. And they're available right now for a big discount using the DJB code when you order them at ebonsbakehouse.com. So go to Ebon's Bakehouse. You won't really, there are people who are saying, well, why would I do this? You do it because it tastes good. These cookies are actually good for you. I mean, cookies in general are good for you, but these are really good for you. You want to send a gift to somebody else, then go to Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. And by the way, if you don't like the cookies, you get 100% of your money back. Just say, I don't like them, want my money back, and they'll take care of that. But they've grown by leaps and bounds because they have a fabulous product. Well done, the folks at Ebon's Bakehouse. You'll find out. Check it all out. Buy them. Enjoy them. Use the DJV code at checkout for a big discount.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Here's something really exciting. Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebon's Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous.
Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Spider-Man.
Does what a spider can.
So what can... This is the question begged by this whole song from Spider-Man, the theme. What can a Spider-Man do? Chuck Curry is here. He's allegedly, I don't know that a lot of you know this, but Chuck was a stand-in for the original Spider-Man in the movies. He looks like Tobey Maguire, so that's why they had him. I don't know what looking like him has to do, because he's got a costume on. But anyway, Chuck is here to give us the latest from the world of Spider-Man. Chucker, it's all yours.
Thank you, Doug. Actually, I'm Batman. Just wanted to state that.
Okay. Well, Batman and Spider-Man could be the same person. We could start that rumor.
Batman,
what do you
is
think?
A lot darker, and Chucker sees himself as a very dark individual.
I do. And people perceive me as having a schizophrenic personality. So
no, really?
I'm more Batman.
I'm sure.
A little bit more Batman.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So what are we doing
so
with
anyway,
Spider-Man?
Okay, this is you heard of the phrase high concept. This is really high concept. Marvel and Sony right now, they just announced yesterday that Alfred Molina, who played the character, the villain of Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy with all the arms, right? Wasn't he the arm guy? Yeah, right.
Now, I would argue that Spider-Man 2 is easily the best Spider-Man movie back in 2004. It's maybe one of the, in the top, I think in the top three best superhero movies ever made. But now Tom Holland plays Spider-Man, Peter Parker Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire played Spider-Man in the original series in 2004 for three films. And then Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man for two films. What they're going to do is they're going to do what they call a multiverse, which was in the animated movie last year and in comic book form. They're going to have all three Spider-Mans in one movie, in one timeline. So Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield. And they're going to bring back Alfred Molina's Doc Ock and Jamie Foxx's Electro, who is in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, all in one film, and probably add more characters. That's what you call high concept. That's the movie you need to see on the big screen, and that will get people in 2022 roaring back to movie theaters. That's what you call an event film, Doug. You got to see that with 150, 200 people.
I didn't like Molina's character. I didn't like all those arms. I mean, he's gross looking.
Really? Let me ask you a question. When I come on, will you ever say anything positive about anything? Anything?
I don't know.
How long have you been doing this show?
Positive things. We've been doing it for 29 years. So I'd say positive things.
You know, I just want to point
all the time.
I just had a memory. First time I ever went on the air with you was in 1993. The night before I went on the air, I know what movie I was watching on my Laserdisc player. It was Summersby with Richard Gere and Jodie Foster. I remember that.
Yeah,
I do.
We had lunch or dinner.
Not that it means anything.
We were in Redding, California, and I don't remember why either of us were there. I think it was to promote a new station opening, but I don't know why you were there. You sat next to me, and we started this quick conversation.
I did. Don't disclose too much. Don't disclose too much on the air.
Okay.
But
I'm going to do that. So.
But I remember bonding with you, and you were the only person that I actually liked at the table. And
well, it was a pretty unlikable group, as I recall. So
it was. I agree.
Wait a minute. You're going to say what? If I was the most likable there, what? How bad could the rest
of
them be?
A table.
Is that it?
And I also remember I flew on a really small plane, like a 15
to Redding?
People from Sacramento. I think from Sacramento to Redding. And I was petrified. I would never do that again. It was like my nervous system can't tolerate heights, and that was pretty scary stuff. Thanks for jogging memories, but go ahead, proceed.
All right, so what do we have to look forward to this weekend at the movies? We have some, I noticed a couple of new movies. I watch very carefully what's at my local theater, but the problem in Massachusetts is now they've gone the way that we went back in March, and they're closing down all of the theaters and public venues. And I'm not really sure. I think the movie people have found a way around that, but I'm not sure what it was. But can you imagine, once again, all the theaters being closed yet one more time? Good God.
Bummer. Especially with Wonder Woman 1984 opening on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, they have to open up for that. They got to be open.
I did see one thing. CBS, we're going to go to TV. CBS released a teaser of a new TV show they're going to do coming out in February, Clarice, which is a sequel TV show to Silence of the Lambs with the Jodie Foster character. Really? An English actress named Rebecca Breeds is going to play Clarice Starling. I think that's a really good concept for a TV show, especially on CBS, which does all those police procedural stuff. I think it'll do very well.
What about Fixer Upper? That's coming back to TV. Are you happy about that?
Which one?
Fixer Upper.
It's right up his alley.
All right.
No.
These are husband and wife that have a...
Chip and Joanna Gaines. Yeah. They were the big stars of HGTV. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Got
okay. Very
good job, Doug.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.